You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Woo! Making Texas safe for margaritas to go. Dang right.
Well, one of the things that we did find out during the whole COVID-19 thing is evidently we like that to-go booze. And evidently the governor likes the to-go booze. And everybody likes, maybe he's gone through a few drive-thrus since COVID-19 started here in the great state of Texas. There is a bill. State Representative Charlie Guerin filed legislation that would allow restaurants to continue to sell alcohol to go as a permanent basis. Change of the rules. Joining us to talk about it is Kelsey Erickson Streifert, Vice President of Government Relations and Advocacy for the Texas Restaurant Association. How big of a difference, maybe, has alcohol to go been for our restaurants, Kelsey?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's been a huge difference maker for restaurants. It has quite literally kept many in operation when they would have had to permanently close due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic pressures that that's brought on. And it's also kept people on payroll. We know of several restaurants that had to lay off lots of employees when this pandemic hit. And then when Governor Abbott issued his executive order, they were able to bring dozens of them back on payroll. So huge difference. We know this recovery is going to be long and gradual. So that's exactly why we know we need this tool on a permanent basis.
Okay, let's give you a chance to defend yourself. You're a registered lobbyist for the associations. It's your husband who introduced the bill. Now they're saying that this is unethical. So tell us what you think about that.
So not my husband. My husband also works around the Capitol, but he's not a lobbyist or a lawmaker. I think you're referring to Mindy Elmer. She is one of our registered lobbyists, and she's married to Charlie Guerin.
Okay.
There's no conflict of interest here. This is an issue that restaurants across the country are pursuing. It's incredibly popular. Chairman Guerin is in the restaurant business, which is great because he understands exactly what we're going through. But he actually will not benefit from the bill because he doesn't have the type of alcohol license that's required to even use any of the bill's provisions.
Well, you know, when somebody brings something like this up as being ethical or unethical, usually it means that they think that they're going to be hurt by this piece of legislation. So who's in opposition to this? Are the State Bar Association, and I don't mean lawyers, I mean, you know, people who actually own bars, are they concerned about restaurants having the ability to sell alcohol to go?
We're actually not aware of any opposition to this bill. We worked with stakeholders across the alcoholic beverage industry, and it's a unique bill because any alcohol that a restaurant sells, whether it's for on-premise or off-premise, has already gone through the whole three-tiered system. So no one loses any of their market share in this. It's simply another way for restaurants to serve their current customer under the current rules and regulations. Bars can also participate in this if they have the required licenses from PABC. So really no one stands to lose, and very popular amongst Texans. A survey we did in May said 81% of Texans are in favor of making alcohol to go permanent. I'm not sure there's very many issues 81% of Texans agree on these days, so I think that's pretty telling right there.
Okay, how does the leadership feel in both houses?
Yes, ma'am. Again, very popular. We were really excited to hear our new Speaker of the House, Speaker Phelan, mention it specifically in his acceptance speech the other day. Governor Abbott has mentioned it several times on social media and then speeches. We've talked to Governor Patrick about it in the Senate. Very happy to have Chairman Hancock file it in the Senate because he's, of course, chair of the Business and Commerce Committee. And so we've really got a groundswell of support, and we're excited to work with legislators of both parties and both houses to get it passed.
Okay. Sounds like you have a real good chance at that. Thank you, Kelsey. Appreciate it. Kelsey Erickson Streifert joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.